How do neighbors? Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The higher highs of the 2014 beef cattle market. Back on that in just a moment.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and Go Bob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. Go Bob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. Go Bob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe, also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. Go Bob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, Go Bob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at Go Bob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today as we think about this cattle market in perspective over the entire 2014 calendar. As we take a look at the front to the back of the cattle market this year, Dr. Peel says one thing that has been out there that we've seen develop record highs at the start of the year, and we went up from there.
Well, cattle markets are ending the year basically at record levels in terms of prices. Interestingly enough, we started the year at record levels, but the record levels at the end of the year are significantly higher. So it's been a substantial increase in prices this year. The big driver, of course, is the supply side. Beef production is down about 6% so far this year. Slaughter is down over 7%. And so those tight supplies are really coming to bear in this market and will continue into 2015.
As for the whys of these tighter supplies and higher highs that have resulted, Dr. Peel says,
well, you know, cattle numbers are down in a very long-term sense, and there's not much we can do about that in the short run. You know, we think herd rebuilding began in 2014, but it'll be a couple of years before that shows any payoff in terms of increased production, and it's a long process. In the meantime, we continue to save heifers and actually squeeze supplies even tighter. The only thing that can really change in the short run is increased carcass weights. And, with slaughter down over 7%, beef production's down about 6%, that difference is made up by heavier carcass weights this year. And so there's an incentive on the one hand for the industry to increase quantity of beef. There are limits to how far you can push that, particularly in the beef industry, in terms of quality grading, but also just in terms of the size of these carcasses. At the end of the year, we now have steer and heifer carcasses at record weights. These carcasses are very big, and they create large cuts of meat. And in some cases, those really run counter to what consumers really prefer in terms of the size of those cuts. So we have to be a little bit careful in terms of how far we push this carcass weight, carcass size issue. We can actually create some demand problems if we're not careful.
When it comes to heavier carcasses, Dr. Peel says we've always got this conversation going about a carcass getting too big, but the reality is the market telling us it'll pay for more pounds.
In the short run, everybody, particularly feedlots and packers, have an incentive to get more pounds out of the animals they're processing and raising. And so there's that quantity-quality trade-off. And in some sense, at the individual firm level, the focus initially is on quantity. And it's only in a longer run sense that we might see some quality implications of that.
Switching gears with Dr. Peel, let's turn our attention to the international marketplace and U.S. beef.
On the trade side, obviously high market, record market prices in the U.S. Impacts trade. So exports are being moderated a little bit, although they're going to end the year pretty close to year-ago levels for 2014. We do expect some decrease in those exports in 2015, but at a fairly modest level. On the import side, our biggest deficit, if you will, relatively speaking in the U.S., is on processing beef because of our strong demand for ground beef. And so we have seen a significant jump in beef imports because that is the kind of beef we tend to import for the most part. And that'll continue in 2015. The other part of the trade side on the North American continent is the flow of live cattle. And the U.S. does tend to import a certain level of feeder cattle and some fed cattle from Canada and feeder cattle from Mexico. And, year to date, again, record prices in the U.S. is attracting cattle out of Mexico, for example. We have seen an increase from 2013 levels. although it's moderating here at the end of the year, and I think that's indicative of the fact that we're really running out of cattle in some sense. Supplies are very tight in Mexico, and even though even the pull of high market prices will be limited in the next few months.
Tight supplies domestically, running out of cattle in Mexico. Dr. Peel, what does this all mean for our Oklahoma producer?
Well, I think all of this, again, it's this tight supply situation. And, you know, the market signals are very strong for our cow-calf sector that, you know, we need to be bigger than we are. We're too small right now to meet the market demands. And so the market incentives continue to grow in terms of these calf prices as an incentive to expand as fast as we can, but that will be a slow process at best.
And, of course, Mother Nature will have something to say about that in regards to drought conditions and how quickly we can get these pastures back up to a point where we can carry the number of beef cows that we would like to have out there on our ranches. That's your Beef Buzz. We appreciate Dr. Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, joining us today. Have a good one, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.